WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A chase last night that began near Houston ended in College Station. The driver, 22-year-old Trevor Allen of College Station, crashed his truck into a fire hydrant in the parking lot of an apartment complex near Southwest Parkway and Welsh. Following a foot chase, Allen was caught, taken to a local hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries, and then transported to the Harris County Jail. It's been the better part of 2 months since public school districts around Texas have received the last estimate of how much state funding they can expect for the upcoming school year. The College Station Superintendent Clark Ely told the school board last night to wait on making a decision on how much they can contribute to employee health insurance.
We're getting conflicting information on regarding to the available school fund, and we don't know that they'll be resolved till we see the next updated template. Some says we'd be losing some money off of what you've seen there. Some says we won't be. So we, in an abundance of caution, we need to really look and see what that next iteration of that template's going to look like for us.
The board did approve a 2% pay raise for next year, which is a net 1.5% after an increased retirement contribution. A special meeting will be held August 4th when the CSISD board hopes to implement a new four-tiered health insurance contribution plan where 90% of employees won't make less money than last year. Tomorrow's College Station City Council meeting is the first in a while to not include anything associated with a possible bond issue in November. But there is a possibility of a special meeting next week to consider proposed bond language. 2 weeks ago, most of the time taken during a council review involved a recommendation to build a new police department at Dartmouth and Crenic Tap. That would leave the existing building available to relocate existing city offices. City Manager Kelly Templin says the more than $3 million renovation cost would come from other sources.
I don't think a bond would be necessarily for the reconfiguration of that space. To keep the issue clear, if it does go on to a ballot, it should just be the police station or the police station issue. We will find the funds to renovate that building.
A Citizens Bond Committee also recommended a seventh fire station and a community center. A group of more than 20 concealed handgun license holders from Washington County will be standing guard today outside the Marine Recruitment Office in Brenham. Organizer John Deans says the campaign called Arm Our Eagles is aimed at getting federal officials to rescind the order that prohibits most military personnel from carrying weapons at domestic military facilities, like the recruitment center targeted last week in Tennessee.
This came about just from the sheer frustration of this whole anti-gun nonsense over the past several years, and it endangers more and more people.
Deans says their weapons will be concealed. However, other groups doing the same thing in cities like Tyler and Cleburne are openly carrying rifles. The BCS Chamber of Commerce has announced the winners of the annual recognition of minority-owned local businesses.
Sponsored by Texas A&M Procurement Services, who have been involved with this since we started it day one in their attempt to help us lift up those businesses who have historically been underutilized
sure.
in our community.
Chamber President Royce Hickman says tickets are still available for the Community Impact Lunch next Tuesday at the Phillips Event Center. This year's winners are HBI Office Solutions, House of Tires, and BoomFit CrossFit. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Why should you choose Elms Orthodontics? Dr. Troy Elms is great at what he does. Since 1991, he's been creating beautiful smiles. He can take your smile from now to wow using the latest equipment and treatment for children, teens, and adults. Elms Orthodontics also offers the Orthomobile for your student-aged child and convenient payment plans, too. Go to drelms.com and check out our now to wow images. Schedule your appointment, meet our great team, and get one step closer to that beautiful smile. 693-6300.
Good morning at 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging services. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure remains over the area. That leaves our weather rather warm the next few days. Abundant sun, a few clouds, and 95 to 100 for the afternoon high. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 75. Looks to be partly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs 95 to 100. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, a low close to 75. It'll be partly to mostly sunny Friday. Temperatures Friday between 95 and 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolden for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Aggies doing well yet again in the Pan American Games. And ESPN is holding what it's calling Coach's Car Wash. They featured Kevin Sumlin yesterday. We'll have more there as well. Bombers win. Rangers win. Stros win. So it was a good night for baseball in Texas. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you at 6:50.
Yeah, I was wondering if they're going to do that again. Where did they do the car wash? Do we know?
Bristol.
Okay. Because, yeah, I was thinking that as I was mowing my lawn yesterday. It'd be cool to have Nick Saban come over and mow my lawn. You know what I'm saying? Well, but I'm sure, you know, the brainchild of that, and it's really cool, you know, to get coaches to do that, and a lot of coaches do it. You know, okay, let's get the coaches out doing something that they probably haven't done for a long, 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 long time.
Yeah, under the headline of, I pay people for this.
Yeah, because if you're a D1 head football coach, you probably haven't washed a car or mowed a lawn. I just think about that yesterday. So I was wondering when that was coming up.
The mowing the lawn thing?
Yeah.
With Saban, because you just once want to be behind him going, run, dummy!
Yeah, something like that.
Just like football practice.
Well, and again, if he misses a spot, you know, if you're in Alabama, you know, and he missed a place, and, you know, you're going to tell him that? World's most dedicated Loch Ness monster hunter has scotched reports, you like that, that he's given up looking for the Loch Ness Monster. Last week, the Times newspaper in London reported that Steve Feltham, who gave up his job, house, and girlfriend 24 years ago to look for the creature full-time, has abandoned his long quest, causing ripples amongst monster lovers across the world. Oh, my God, if Steve's not going to do it, why should we?
That's okay. Two Nessie stories in as many days.
I know. Again, gave up his job, got rid of his house and his girlfriend to go do that. He has no intention of quitting his hunt for the prehistoric beast, which legend says lurks beneath the dark, murky waters in a lake north in northern Scotland. Although his current best guess, oh, this is the same guy. This is an extension of what we talked about.
Oh.
His best guess is that this is a large catfish. Again, if you missed that yesterday, a large catfish. Steve says that he suspects this. It's most likely a Wells catfish, which is a native of Europe and can grow up to 13 feet long. Well, the Loch Ness Monster's bigger than that, isn't it? Or the one we've kind of seen? He says this object is bigger than a car, adding that the explanation that the monster could be anything from a giant eel to a dinosaur. To a spaceship at the bottom of the lock.
Oh,
that's what
spaceship.
That's what I want.
Yes, sir.
Actually, I want it to be a dinosaur that came here in a spaceship. You know?
That's got History Channel salivating
it
for
does.
A new show.
Yeah, that's one of those shows that they'll show on, you know, over and over and over, because they already told us that the Nazis were aliens, right?
Ancient aliens from the lock.
Let's continue that. In Search of Ancient Astronauts. You remember that one? That was a long time ago. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
No, well, space cadets of some sort anyway.
I like that.
We got a lot of information.
You helping out?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
What? Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
Golly.
I'm just happy to be here.
He's doing news, too, today,
all
I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Double duties.
You don't want that.
No. But he said that on the radio. Wait a minute.
We're going to have a great time. It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with a Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695 or 10% down and payments of only $156 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Normandy Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
6:15, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. It's Wednesday, day 203, 162 of them to go. It's July 22th. Rat Catcher's Day. Rat Catcher's Day. Hi. You guys want to talk? You can talk now. How about celebrating that? Or Hammock Day. Hammock Day might be.
Yeah, that to me seems infinitely more fun.
And Casual Pie Day. P.I.
Oh.
Now, what does that mean?
As opposed to formal?
Just
formal?
Two digits, maybe?
I don't know. Maybe.
Significant digits.
Okay, whatever. All right. You're looking it up even as we speak, so we could know that while we look at birthdays.
All right. Selena Gomez is 23. Clive Stendon is 34. He's in the new show Vikings. A.J. Cook, 37, from Criminal Minds. Franca Patenti? Purely a guess. Okay. 41 years old, Born Identity and Born Supremacy.
Oh, okay.
Colin Ferguson is 43 from Eureka. Rifus Ifans is 48 from the Harry Potter movies. Tim Brown, retired Oakland Raiders, 49. Shawn Michaels from the WWE is 50. David Spade is 51. John Leguizamo is 51. Emily Saylors from the Indigo Girls is 52. Key Sweat, 54. Willem Dafoe, who I actually like a lot, is 60. Odd. Always has interesting roles.
Yeah.
Albert Brooks, who's a genius.
He is.
68. Don Henley.
And wait, Super Dave Osborne's brother.
Yeah.
Remember
You're
that?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Don Henley, 68. Danny.
Slow down.
I still got more to go, and we got a ton of them.
He's from Gilmer, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Gilmer, Texas.
Yeah, sure.
Just, you know. And pretty talented. I think he's a bit prickly, but
he likes trees a lot too.
Well, he does. Yeah, no, he did the He saved Walden
Pond,
all that kind of stuff. But and pretty much is controlling the Eagles. But because they've only sold more, you know, albums than anybody else. Their greatest hits album is, you know, I only bought like 3 copies of it. So. Just saying. All right, excuse me. Go ahead.
That's okay. He is 68 today. Danny Glover is 69. Mm. Rick Davies from Supertramp is 71. George Clinton from Parliament Funkadelic, 74. Alex Trump.
He's collecting bets.
Clinton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's lived a full life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Alex Trebek, 75. And
wait a minute. No. Sorry. No, if you ever watched the show, that's what he does.
No, sorry.
Are you done?
Well, look.
That's like the ninth time I've tried to get through.
Well, I know, but look. I mean, you stop. There's certain. I mean, look. We can either talk about whoever in the hell Rick Davies is or anybody cares about, or Alex Trebek. Okay? People know who he is.
A video daily double.
Yeah.
I happen to be a Supertramp fan.
Okay, fine.
You
and 4 other people, okay? But how many people have ever watched Jeopardy, for God's sakes? You know who Alex Trebek is.
Sure.
Who is Alex Trebek?
Yeah. Oh, very nice.
When he shaved his mustache off, what was that about?
No, man.
No. Plus the fact that Alex Trebek probably makes 10 times more than Rick Davies, is that right, from Supertramp?
You're really fanboying on Alex Trebek.
No, we glossed over Danny Glover, who I really used to like until I found out exactly how liberal he was. And Albert Brooks, who is a genius.
I didn't gloss over. I said he was a genius.
Okay. Go ahead. Do you have any
Terrence others? Stamp is all that's left.
No. We have others.
He was 77. He played the bad guy in the Get Smart TV series.
Oh, did he? Terrence Stamp was in Get Smart?
That's what it says.
Wow. I don't know what that was.
That was the Daily Double.
I don't watch an entire episode. I don't watch an entire episode
Enough
of
with
Jeopardy.
The Alex Trebek.
Well, excuse me.
It was quicker than finding Wonderful.
Yeah. All right, is that it?
That, yes.
No, okay. There's more. Louise Fletcher, who was Nurse Ratched in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay.
Yeah, she's 81, and Bob Dole, who the Republicans decided to run for president. Yeah. See how that turned out. Yeah. He got like one state, right? I mean, he's president of one state.
Ish.
Anyway, yeah. He's 92 today. All right, there you go, 620.
The truth. and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so last week, congressional Republicans on the House Homeland Security Committee, they passed the Countering Violent Extremism Act of 2015. And judging by the title of the bill, one would think that that piece of legislation might include a little bit of measures to curb or prevent the growing problem of radical Islam in America. Now, if you voted, yeah, that was probably it, you are incorrect. Conservative Review reports the bill has nothing to do with combating homegrown Islamic terror and is verbatim reflection of this administration's agenda to expunge any mention of Islam from the growing terror threat. Is it not time that we face the truth as a country? Republicans, Democrats, wake up, vow to defeat radical Islam within our own country and call it what it is? Just a thought.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you are over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you compare all of the rates and products available. A free annuity rate report has been released, which reveals the annuities with the highest guaranteed rates and lowest fees. Grab a pen right now to receive this free annuity rate report. We researched over 2,000 annuities and have summarized the safest annuities with the highest guaranteed rates in our free report. To find the best annuities, you need the right information. To receive your free, no-obligation annuity rate report, call 1-800-504-1712. That's 800-504-1712. Because when it comes to buying an annuity, shopping rates and products can save you thousands. Call 800-504-1712. 800-504-1712. 800-504-1712.
Brought to you by Brooks & Company.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Amgen has received European approval for its first-of-a-kind cholesterol drug that lowers levels of the artery-clogging substance more than older drugs that have been prescribed for decades. The highly anticipated decision introduces a new option for patients at risk for heart disease. Why do airlines keep pushing biofuels? They have no choice. The International Air Transport Association says the number of global flyers is expected to more than double in the next 2 decades to $7.3 billion a year. In order to carry all those extra passengers, airlines are turning to a technology very few can make work on a large scale, converting trash into fuel. The government says ID theft protection company LifeLock spent years violating a $12 million settlement for misrepresenting the protection it provides for customers. 4 years after LifeLock paid the eight-figure settlements related to false claims in its advertising, regulators say it still has not set up a comprehensive program to protect sensitive data. And that's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, and free online banking. So if you're facing a change in your bank, why not change for the better? Prosperity's the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corner.
Space, the final frontier.
Who knew that Hawaii was the final frontier? Well, in this case, it is. Six researchers spent the past 4 months living in a small dome on a barren Hawaiian lava field trying to figure out what astronauts might eat on Mars and deep space missions. The NASA-funded study to prepare meals from a list of dehydrated, preserved foods that are not perishable was experimented on for 4 months. They examined pre-prepared meals similar to what astronauts currently eat and concocted meals themselves in an attempt to combat malnourishment and food boredom. And they found that freeze-dried fruits and veg, not bad. But when they emerged from the dome on the slope of Mauna Loa, the big takeaway from this big money study was apparently you'll need a lot of
spam, 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 baked beans, spam, 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 and spam.
That's right. Spam and Nutella. Spam was the most malleable, though. It was used in Asian food.
Have you got anything without spam in it?
Cajun cooking.
I don't like spam!
And several other forms to offset the monotony.
Dear, I love your spam. I love it.
By the way, the first thing they did upon exiting the habitat was to have a breakfast that did not include spam. Almost without exception, though, they all went for fresh fruits and vegetables. And that's my commentary brought to you by the good folks at Gun Court. Not only do they have the best in weaponry, but they've also got tactical gear. Of course, they've got tons of ammunition and automatic knives by Benchmade, which are, by the way, the best thing going. But if you're looking for maybe a hog gun, handgun, especially with open carry coming next year, they've got it all right there at Gun Court. And you can see what they have online at gun-core.com or see them on Texas Avenue in College Station, same shopping center as Planet Fitness right across from the Kettle. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
628, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. Don't forget they've got a business after hours coming up a week from today. That's Wilton's Office Works. They're on the bypass between Briarcrest and University. All right, more of the same. In fact, all the way through Tuesday, it looks like. High temperatures right close up to 100. The heat values will be over that, 103, 104, that kind of thing. Low temperatures will be in the middle 70s and no mention of rain in the forecast. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 5, 90% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're looking at 77.
I noticed Mom was forgetting things more and more, and she needed more help than I could give her on my own. That's when I called Visiting Angels. Mom's caregiver is specialized in memory care and keeps her on an active routine. With Visiting Angels, Mom can stay in the home she knows and loves. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use the military benefits from Dad's time in the service for her care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at visitingangels.com.
Generally speaking, women like a guy who can cook and who can dance. So why is that? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Turbo engines rule the road these days. Sure, they're cool, but they run hot. Take the piston skirt. It can reach over 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Burning your cherry pie is one thing, but your cherry red coupe? That's why Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are designed to protect your engine, even in extreme temperatures. So fire up your turbo and protect it at the same time. Make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics and take performance to a whole new level. Stop by AutoZone for great deals on Pennzoil, now through July 27th.
That is a pretty good breakfast. You're not even eating.
Not ever.
Why not? What's up?
Kath and I knew that Jenny had been partying a bit. Found out she tried heroin.
Most people don't know what to say about drugs, but we do. Visit us at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, where families find answers.
What attracts men and women to each other is still rooted in very primitive instincts. For example,
when a woman's looking at a man, she's evaluating his potential as a partner based on his ability to provide resources, which is a very ancient drive. Resources means to provide food, protection, and shelter.
Alan Pease, author of the book Why Men Want Sex and Women Need Love.
In the politically correct 21st century, it's popular to think, well, now we've changed. Now we're living now, we've moved away from our ancient roots. And that's where the contradiction is, that our biology is out of date with the way we're choosing to live.
When you understand that these basic instincts still exist, you can use them to your advantage.
I've got 6 kids, including 3 sons, and I've taught all my 3 sons what you must do by the time you get to be 20 years of age. You must learn how to cook, because men have been providing food for women for 1 million years. And there's a very basic primal thing in a man providing food for a woman by cooking it for her. And if he takes her to dinner, and this is something that most guys get a bit confused about, if you want to really pull a woman's ivories and make her feel good, pay the bill. Don't go for the half me. That's not going to get you a love relationship. As a man, provide the food and pay the bill.
And women like a man who can dance.
Dancing by most animals is done as a prelude to love. It's a courtship thing, and that's why women are good at it and love to do it. And if you can do basic dancing as a man, you will be popular with all the women.
Tomorrow, why women like a guy who can make them laugh. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. 2 weeks ago, the College Station City Council was told to expect proposed language for a possible bond issue at tomorrow's meeting, but there's been a delay until next week at the earliest to consider if there'll be a bond election, and if so, what might be included. The council at its last meeting wrapped up a staff review of recommendations from a citizens committee. Most of the time was spent discussing a $28 million police station at Krennic Tap in Dartmouth. Consultant Chris Rubish told the council there isn't enough land to expand at the department's current location.
When the city needed to add some more space 10 years from now or 20 years from now or 30 years from now, it'd be like, man, why'd they put the police station here? I can't expand any further.
Among the problems with the current police building is flooding in the basement and surrounding parking lots. Assistant City Manager and former Police Chief Jeff Capps says that won't be as big of an issue for other officers who move in if the police department gets a new building.
When we're talking about public safety, it's a 24/7 operation. When bad weather is happening, we're calling people in to make sure that they go handle all
the
things.
Fair enough, Mike.
and usually the rest of the city, when we have extremely bad weather, we send them home.
The Citizens Committee also recommended a 7th fire station and a community center. College Station school board members were scheduled to act on all employee pay and benefit issues at last night's meeting. The board was able to approve a pay raise that's a net 1.5%, with another 0.5% going to a state-mandated increase towards employee retirement. But the board was not able to decide on how much to contribute towards health insurance, according to Superintendent Clark Ely, because they've been waiting for almost 2 months for the state to decide next year's funding. What is unknown is if the state will compensate for an anticipated drop in money from the permanent school fund.
Through all the changes in the state funding system, we're moving from being so property wealthy down towards the middle. And so we're, like most everybody else, getting ready to be on formula funding. So instead of doing one thing and then going back and saying, King's X, we're not going to do that. We just want to make sure until we want to feel comfortable enough to see it in the next version of the template before we move forward.
The board did agree with administrators' plans to change the contribution formula. Instead of giving all CSISD employees one amount towards health insurance, more will be given to those with spouse, child, and family plans. How much will be decided during a special meeting August 4th. That will give employees 10 days to make any enrollment changes. A College Station man is accused of leading law enforcement from 3 agencies on a chase last night from near Houston to College Station. According to a statement from College Station Police, 22-year-old Trevor Allen failed to stop for a Harris County deputy. A DPS trooper joined in the pursuit, which ended near Welsh and Southwest Parkway when Allen lost control of his pickup and it struck a fire hydrant in the parking lot of an apartment complex. Allen was caught following a brief foot chase and was taken to the Harris County Jail after he was treated for undisclosed injuries. A group of more than 20 concealed handgun license holders from Washington County will be standing guard today outside the Marine Recruitment Office in Brenham. Organizer John Deans says the campaign, called Arm Our Eagles, is aimed at getting federal officials to rescind the order that prohibits most military personnel from carrying weapons at domestic military facilities, like the recruitment center targeted last week in Tennessee. Other groups are doing the same thing in Tyler and Cleburne, but they are openly carrying rifles. Dean says their weapons will be concealed.
It's just, I think it's too much overkill with long guns. The way we train tactically with our concealed handguns, we'll be able to put up a good fight, God forbid.
Dean says after today, they will reassess whether or not to do it again. The dashcam video has been released of the arrest of Sandra Bland, a woman later found dead in her Waller County jail cell.
Officers pulled Sandra Bland over for not using her blinker and arrested her after they say she became combative. Dashcam video of the arrest shows Bland becoming irritated when the officer asked her to put out her cigarette and get out of her car.
Come over here.
Y'all are interested.
Come
very
over here now.
You feeling good about this?
Stand right here.
Following her arrest, officials say she was found hanging in her jail cell by a plastic bag. Medical examiners have ruled her death a suicide. State Senator Royce West is a spokesman for the family and says they're asking for transparency.
That we want to make certain that, quote unquote, that people do not perceive this, anything we do as it relates to this investigation, as a whitewash.
He also wants the grand jury that looks at the case to be diverse. Austin York, TSN News.
The dashcam video is on our website at WTAW.com. Next Tuesday marks the 13th BCS Chamber of Commerce Community Impact Awards. Heather Barlow with the Chamber of Commerce says the winners have been selected for the annual recognition of minority-owned local businesses.
The award winners are HBI Office Solutions with Melissa Hodges, House of Tires with Bobby Gutierrez, and Boom Fit and College Station CrossFit with Charlie Lima.
Tickets for next Tuesday's luncheon at the Phillips Event Center are available by going online to bcschamber.org. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news at 7 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know that Blinn College's Brenham campus offers more on-campus housing than any other community college in the state? With award-winning faculty, Blinn offers the finest two-year music, theater, agriculture, and athletic programs in the state, along with a wealth of student activities, clubs, and organizations. That's a well-rounded college experience you can't find at other community colleges. Be informed about Blinn. Visit us at blinn.edu and see all that we have to offer. Blinn College. Proven.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to meet your needs. A doctor who provides same-day appointments so you don't have to wait when you're sick. A doctor who knows listening and responding is the key to a strong relationship. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, convenient, connected, and responsive. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
Balak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier for your indoor comfort, and we'll show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient carrier, we'll give you cash back for your old equipment. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family. Comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's 640. Weather's brought to you this morning by the folks at Action Sports. home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click actionsportstx.com.
Sunshine today. We'll have a few passing clouds. It'll be hot, highs 95 to 100 later today. We're clear to partly cloudy overnight with a low of 75. Partly sunny, hot day tomorrow. It's going to be humid as well, highs 95 to near 100. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows around 75. The heat and sunshine continue into Friday. All that sun leading to highs of 95 to 100 Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We have to have a winning season. Last year, 6-7 is not good enough. It would never be good enough at the University of Texas.
That's Charlie Strong from Big 12 Media Days with only 10 teams. Just saying.
Well, now, don't be... Look, they have one true champ. Oh, wait, they don't even have that.
No,
never
they,
mind.
They, okay, they right. don't. So, again, Charlie Strong, we'll have more from that. Kevin Sumlin sat down in the booth with the gang from Bristol. It was the car wash.
Uh-huh.
They were visiting with SEC, so we'll have more on that. Also, Pan American Games and more coming up in sports here in just a bit.
I mean, and make fun as you wish about the Big 12 that isn't, but the team that's going to is picked to win that conference is a pretty dadgum good football team.
Oh, without question. There's, I just find it funny. Right. They're the Big 12 with 10 teams.
Well, you know, that's...
That's like an Aggie joke that's not an Aggie joke.
Big 10 did it too. So,
no, true.
Know, yeah, and they got a lot of money. Anyway, all right, there you go. Boy, before we move into politics, this Sandra Bland thing, the more and more and more that we find out, the worse and worse and worse it looks.
Yeah.
I go in there and I kind of Googled that, and up comes... A newspaper from Germany.
Get out.
After the death of a black woman in a jail cell in the United States of Texas.
Does it really say that?
No, it says the United States.
Oh.
The translation comes through, though. It's Royce West. And understand that Royce West is a very respected state senator. And to have him out there as the point guy on this, man, speaks volumes. Things got to be uncomfy in Waller County, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So, yeah, we'll get to the feds in a little while. We'll talk to Bill Flores in about an hour. We'll talk to Nancy Berry in the 8 o'clock hour. But first, some of Greg Abbott's line item vetoes in the state budget might be invalid. If you saw this yesterday afternoon, the state legislative budget board said in a 14-page letter that was sent to the controller, the director of the Legislative Budget Board says the governor's veto proclamation listing line items that he chose to take out of the new budget doesn't have the effect that the governor apparently intended. And it's interesting because in talking about this, Ursula Parks, who is the Legislative Budget Board director, basically went back to the language from a former attorney general in Texas, who's now governor. So we'll see how all that shakes out. But apparently, again, maybe some of the things that he vetoed, line item veto in the budget, he can't do. So stay tuned. See how all that works out. Well, I see that the President of the United States of America decided to go ahead and lower the flags at federal buildings and embassies around the world.
Finally!
That's the president of the same country who couldn't wait to turn on the rainbow lights on the White House, but took 5 days to decide to do this. I'm thinking that there must have been polling done. What do you think? Because, I mean, that's just something you do. And maybe he doesn't want to set a precedent. Oh, before you know it, we're going to have to worry about whether or not that person who shot him was a terrorist, and then he might have to use that word.
You're going
to
make me auger.
Well, I know.
Just between that and him, no formal announcement until the thing with the VFW, as opposed to what happened with Trayvon Martin. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get right out in front of that one, and St. Louis, and.
Yeah, continue, right. So there you go. And again, one of the things that we'll talk to Bill Flores about today is maybe they're going to cut funding to sanctuary cities. Jim Steinle, who is the father of Katie Steinle, who is the girl who was killed in San Francisco, testified yesterday before Congress, saying that we need to get such characters, quote, off our streets for good. Due to the unjointed laws and basic incompetence of the government, the U.S. has suffered a self-inflicted wound in the murder of our daughter by the hand of a person that should have never been on the streets of this country, end quote. Also testifying yesterday, Laura Wilkerson, whose 18-year-old son was killed by an illegal immigrant back in 2010, she said basically, quote, this government continues to fail or even recognize that we have an issue. Americans are dying daily at the hands of criminals that we don't even know are here. Your silence speaks volumes. You either are for Americans or you are not. Thank you and good night.
And that's why people are identifying with Donald Trump.
Yep. Yep.
As crazy as he is, people are going, well, at least he's A, mad, and B, not afraid to stand up and go, this is stupid.
Yeah. Well, and the problem is both sides, Republicans and Democrats, are so entrenched in, quote, the system up to their earlobes that, and this is the reason when you bring in a breath of fresh air, they quite often get smacked down. Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Cruz tried to bring things to light, and all they could do was marginalize him. Talk about, well, we just don't act that way. Well, bullcrap. Yeah, you do act that way.
You should.
Yeah, and you draw attention to it. So you're right. Donald Trump continues to just be an absolute, shouldn't be president, we know. But he's saying, hey, look over here. How stupid is this?
Now, do you think there's a possibility that somebody finally on the Republican side will look at the polling numbers and go, hey, guys, maybe we ought to ratchet up the conservative part of our messaging because it seems to be working pretty well.
Yeah, and again, this is something, and because Bill Flores happens to be the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, which is a conservative branch of the Republican Party, I think he feels emboldened to some extent. And, you know, it's like anything else. What happens is most elected people in federal government wait for that platform to get out ahead of them and step on it.
Yeah.
And that's what takes time. Donald Trump doesn't have to do that. He can go on out into the middle of the lake and say, hey, common sense is over here.
There's a fun article in Business Insider written by Carl Cannon called titled Why Donald Trump Isn't Running as a Democrat.
Oh,
and
okay.
One of the quotes in there says it's from Jelani Cobb writing for The New Yorker. She said, in all the ways that matter, save actual performing, Donald Trump's not a politician. He's a rapper. If elected, he's less likely to represent George W. Bush's third term than Kanye West's first one. I said it's a good article. There are some gems in there.
That's good.
And that, you know, and of course that's the thing that's problematic about it. If he runs as a third party, then you basically hand the White House to the Democrats. And you know, that is something that obviously is not very nice. So I don't know how we get all this stuff worked out. And finally, by the way, speaking of Donald, he'll be in Laredo on Friday. He's going to tour the border.
Ooh, that ought to be interesting.
Keeping in mind he wants to secure the border, but is also in favor of amnesty.
Yes. Well, but I'm just hoping there's no holes in the fence. You know, I'm just saying.
Hey, friends. Don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance. They're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas
Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You could probably make a very serviceable landscape using nothing more than trees, shrubs, flowers, and turf grass. Somehow, however, you'd be missing the real point of it all. Landscapes are pictures you paint, and the plants are just one color of paint. I'll be back with details of art forms in the landscape right after this message. At Mueller, they believe in value. Their Value Plus buildings are pre-engineered and feature an easy-to-assemble, bolt-together design. Mueller's durable roofing panels are hail-resistant. They come back with a 30-year limited paint warranty. But true value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and in how a company stands behind their product after the sale. At Mueller, they understand that buying a steel building or metal roof for your home can be a lifetime decision. Mueller provides assurance before, during, and for decades after your purchase. At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more confidence in their company, which gives you more value. Call them today, 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or visit them online at MuellerInc.com. MuellerInc.com. The real finishing touches of any fine landscape will come from the decorative touches you put into it. Those are parts of you. They're your hand at work, making your world a more beautiful place. Let's look at those art forms. Let's make a list of some of your options. First and most prominent non-living part of any landscape would be the hard surfaces. Whether it's sidewalks and patios or fences and walls, those are the backbone of the entire design. They function with the major shade trees, large shrubs, and turf grass to define what it is you're trying to achieve. You really need to consider your choices carefully, not only because of their impact, but also because of their expense and permanence. For example, would it be worth the extra money to redo an ugly old concrete patio with brick or concrete pavers or flagstone? Would you prefer a handsome wrought iron fence to rustic red cedar? If you would, would you be willing to pay that difference? Is the look worth the difference? Don't find yourself hating a decision years down the road just because you didn't spend the extra cash up front or the extra time in planning. Pots are another major form of garden art, especially the large architectural pots that we find in nurseries and garden centers today. There are beautiful pots out there, and each can make its own particular statement in your garden. Fountains and water gardens are another great way to add architectural interest to your plantings. There's something especially soothing about the sound of rushing water, especially when it's 100 degrees or warmer outside. However, to look their best in your landscape, these watercourses need to look natural, like they belong to their surroundings. Plan carefully. Keep things as simple as possible. Maybe use one of those beautiful glazed decorative pots, the great big urns, and you make a recycling water feature out of that. Sundials are the perfect form of garden art, at least at my home. They have style, they have function, there are dozens of wonderful designs, but choose one with grace and beauty, one that can age with your gardens. I collect sundials. I have about 15 or 20. I live in a shade forest, and I have sundials. Go figure. I love sundials in the landscape. You may also encounter other antique art pieces, sections of old garden fences, even gates can be the perfect backdrop to a small patio garden. You'll find wrought iron fencing that dates back 100 years or longer. England has always been a source of richly wonderful antiques, and I have English chimney pots. You even find reproduction chimney pots now. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look them up online. They're beautiful in the landscape. I'm Neil Sperry. I'll help you pick the right plant food in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. The Pan American Games are going on north of the border in Toronto, and some Aggies are making noise. The A&M sophomore Shamir Little posted the top qualifying time in the semifinals of the 400 hurdles, while Aggie senior Chavez Hart advanced to the semifinals of the 100 meters during the first day of track and field events at York University. Amid windy morning conditions, Little, the U.S. champion and current world leader, ran a controlled race to win the second semifinal and collect one of the three automatic advancement places to the finals. ESPN is holding its annual Coaches Car Wash again this year, and this week is the SEC's turn to take the stage in Bristol. A&M's Kevin Sumlin made the stop yesterday, including Championship Drive, where he was asked how things are going with new DC, John Chavis.
I said, hey, listen, John, I know, we feel comfortable with what we need to do practice wise to be a good offense. And whether in that 2 hour span or whatever that is, we're on the field, our meeting time, how we put the practice together, you know, what do you need from our offense and what do you need practice show wise to play great defense? You know, I thought that was really a good mesh in the spring. You know, we slowed down our tempo a little bit to practice. And then after about 4 days of practice, he said, you can go as fast as you want.
Coach is making the rounds today. South Carolina's Steve Spurrier, Auburn's Gus Malzahn, and Dan Mullen of Mississippi State. Former Texas A&M All-American Kelsey Bone was named to the WNBA Eastern Conference All-Star team yesterday. Bone, who plays for the All-Star host Connecticut, is a reserve in the game for Saturday. At a Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, the conference is tightening the NCAA rule on contact in football practice by restricting the number of tackling sessions per week to just 2, including a game. The national rule allows for a total of 3 full contact sessions. The University of Texas's Charlie Strong was one of the speakers as well, and here's his overview for the upcoming season.
But if you look at this team now, you're always looking for leadership, you're looking for discipline, but we have to have a winning season. Last year, 6-7 is not good enough. It would never be good enough at the University of Texas. We know that we lost a lot of players on defense, returned a lot on offense, but we have to improve. We have to improve as a coaching staff. We had to do a better job of coaching, but we also got to get our players to go play and go compete week in and week out.
On now to Bombers baseball, where after sweeping the East Texas Pump Jacks at home over the weekend, the Bombers hit the road to take the first step towards repeating the feat last night. They opened the scoring early with 4 runs in the first and led all the way through, squashing East Texas 7-4. Coach Dixon was asked what it would take to get the full sweep.
You know, just keep playing good baseball. You know, you look in the middle of our lineup, 3, 4, 5 had 9 hits. We got on base, took our walks. Defensively, we made plays. You look up, you got 1 error on the board. And then pitching-wise, I think you got 2 earned runs. So if we all 3 phases show up again, you know, that's all we can ask for.
That makes 9 in a row for the Bombers. They'll go for number 10 tonight in Tyler at 7 o'clock. On now to the majors, where Sin-Shu Choo hit for the cycle as the Texas Rangers routed Colorado and the Rockies 9-0. Rangers manager Jeff Banitzer sang Chu's praises.
Yeah, he's had some challenges this year, and he's answered a lot of them. And he answered the bell for us, and really versus right-hander versus left-hander. And then to see him come around second base and in the night for himself with a cycle, it was incredible to see all of his teammates cheering him on and happy for him as well.
Until last night, Boston Red Sox All-Star Brock Holt was the only other major leaguer to hit for the cycle this season. The Rangers stay in Colorado for a late matinee at 2:10 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. In Beantown, the Houston Astros' Chris Carter unloaded late into the fifth inning.
And Carter drives this pretty deep to right center field. Piazza is racing back. He won't get there as it goes into the Astros' bullpen for a 2-run home run. Chris Carter goes yard to put the Astros up 7-3.
Carter's 2-run dinger lifted the Stros to an 8-3 win over Boston. Sox and Stros pack it up and head to H-Town for a 7-10 start tonight. That game also on the Zone. After nearly a decade of steroid prosecution, Barry Bonds emerged victorious yesterday when a federal prosecutor dropped what was left of their criminal case against the career home run leader. The government's pursuit of Bonds ended quietly when the Justice Department decided not to appeal the lower court's decision to the Supreme Court. And finally, the U.S. national soccer team plays Jamaica tonight in 1 semifinal of the CONCACAF Gold Cup in Atlanta.